You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Wait, speak again.
Hello.
Wait, I don't know if I can.
I can hear myself in these.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Wait, say it again.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just these headphones.
I think everyone hopefully can hear us, but we never know actually on
we
this show.
We actually never know. So we
it could be silent. We don't know. We will never know. We might know. I don't know. Anyway, this is Neve
and Lizzie,
and you're listening to The Rage Cage on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So today Lizzie and I made a last minute playlist. As always, we always are just like, you know, we're creative thinkers, but not. We don't plan.
We don't plan.
We just like, we're like, oh, like this song's
we're
good.
Spontaneous.
This song's good. Yeah.
We're spontaneous.
So we made this playlist in the car on the way over here. And the first song was She's Always a Woman. And I actually really liked this song. And I was recently like listening to this video on TikTok. Wait, Lizzie's checking the sound right now. Oh, cool. She can hear it. Oh, all right. Anyway, I was listening to this like video on TikTok, and it was like the person who wrote this song. I guess I don't think Billy Joel like wrote the chords of this song, but the person who wrote this song was talking about how the chords were like so beautiful, but he made the lyrics like kind of like negative in a way.
Oh,
like,
really?
She can kill with her eyes.
Mm, yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, he used like negative words to try to like
describe the woman.
Yeah, but like in a good way. It was kind of like positive and negative, like negative words to describe like a positive thing with like positive sound.
Interesting.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So today we're kind of on like a ballad.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what ballad actually like means, so I just put random songs in, but maybe, you know, maybe they'll fit in the genre.
We will get like
a
definition,
but
I don't know, like a ballad's like a slow, usually like a love song, kind
it's like
of
a build up though.
Yeah,
right? Okay,
it's usually like,
yeah, my songs, only one of my songs seems to fit in that. But
so the next song we're gonna play is West Side Highway by Melt, and this song I really like. Here it is.
It's going down outside, and I haven't held my friends now for a month or so. Next time I'll squeeze them harder for I let them go. I let them go. See my city coming together like they did when I was just 2 years old. I came up in this mindset, now I'll let it show. I'll let it show. Riding up the West Side Highway, feeling Sundays as a child. If I close my eyes, bees asleep. City holds our breath tonight.
I really like that song.
Yeah, that song was really good. It was almost like a surprising end, though.
Yeah, it's like
I kind of
wanted
more.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's only like a 2-minute song, but
is it Melt from
so
Tufts?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Melt, like the lead singer, went to Tufts, and then I actually saw Melt at like a this little talent show at my high school because all of the band members went to my high school.
Columbia Prep.
Ooh, I don't know if I would
shout out.
But yeah, and then the lead singer went to Tufts. She was in my a class I took called Physics for Everyone, and she was like really in, I think she was in like the more advanced class, like she like came to like sit in and like, I don't know. I think she was like majoring in environmental science here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She would always like answer all of the guys' questions.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, she was really smart.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
she graduated? Confused.
Yeah, she graduated like 2 years ago. I was a freshman and she was a senior.
Okay, I see.
I think that's she was cool. In like one, like the less advanced class and the advanced class like came together on one of the days.
Oh,
so she was like in it on like some of the days.
Okay, cool.
She was advanced in environmentalism.
Oh, I didn't know they split the Physics for Everyone into two groups.
Yeah, they
that
did.
That's so funny.
So one part was for everyone and one part was not for everyone. I was in the one for everyone.
Yeah, did you have to test into the one for not
probably, for yeah, you probably had to like test into the one that was like the smaller group. So it really wasn't for everyone. It was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
This is, yep.
Well. It was pretty awesome though.
The next song is Master of None by Beach House. I don't know if it really is a ballad, but I really like this song.
Master of None by Beach House.
Also a TikTok song, because that's where I get all my music.
Thank you.
Again, that was Master of None by Beach House Neve. What did you think about that song?
I really liked it, but the look of panic that Lizzie just had when the song shut off and she didn't realize, and she immediately...
Again, these songs we are don't, short.
They're
actually.
Really short. We're used to like these like 4-minute songs, but for some reason, they've been like 2 minutes,
yeah.
And we're getting... Lizzie just like literally panicked and shut the music off really quickly and then tried to like turn our mics on.
Yeah, that was not a good scene. But the next song will be a little longer. Also a TikTok song. It's Lover, You Should Come Over by, or Should Have Come Over by Jeff
I don't know
Buckley.
If it's, I don't think we can classify these as TikTok songs.
I feel
songs.
Like, yeah, it's super
we
unfair.
Just, now that we're like young, but I guess like all like these like young people are finding like older songs
yes,
that like our
yes.
parents listen to on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a vibe
oh
to
my
be
gosh,
vintage,
that's
you know?
So true. I should not. I think my thing is like, they're all over my side of TikTok, which itself could be very niche too, but I bet it's not.
I feel like there's a lot of like TikTok songs that like only blew
like,
up because TikTok,
yeah.
but
no,
I don't
is,
think
yeah.
this Jeff Buckley song blew up because of TikTok.
Yeah, but TikTok did introduce me to Jeff Buckley and I'm a big fan now. I, yeah.
So TikTok big is fan. Has a wide range of music on it.
Yeah, it does.
And Lizzie,
a great, great influence.
Lizzie
as you can
is
see.
In,
yeah.
Wait, when was this song made?
I don't know.
We'll look that up.
We'll
get back
yeah, we'll
to
get
you.
Back to you.
But here it is.
Their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong. But tonight, you're on my mind, so broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too just break free and run. Sometimes a man gets carried away. He feels like he should be having his fun. Much too blind to see.
open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one who dreams he had you with him. Body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't ever come. It's never over. My kingdom for a kiss upon her shoulder. It's never over. All my riches for her smiles when I step so soft.
Took my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my time? Makes you bolder, even see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring you down.
Okay, Niamh, how did you get into Fleetwood Mac?
I don't really have an answer to that one.
Okay, that's fair, because I feel like it's actually, like, I hear Fleetwood Mac all the time, but the real thing that got, like, my mom listens to Fleetwood Mac a lot, but yeah. What got me personally interested in Fleetwood Mac was, they did a Glee episode where it was all songs from the Rumours album.
Oh!
Yeah. And that really...
Wait, I haven't seen that Glee episode, but I've watched
really?
Glee.
Really? No, it's really good. They play...
Wait, that's really cool. I feel like another thing that has, like, made me even more interested in them recently has been that show that just, like, came out, Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah, because it was, like, somewhat based off
and
of
it's
them.
Like, it's, like, pretty much fully based off of them. And, yeah, Daisy Jones and the Six actually has really good songs, too.
Yeah.
And one of the... Do you know Susie... Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah.
So she, like,
wait,
was
we need
in
to
that
put
show.
A Suki Waterhouse
yeah,
song.
Okay. We're gonna throw a Suki Waterhouse song into this playlist. But for now, the next song is Half of My Heart by John Mayer. Oh, technical difficulties. Lizzie just turned off Spotify. We're going to put it back on, though. Lizzie is vigorously working at the computer right now to try to turn on Spotify. In the meantime, I would say that I would read an... Oh, it's back. I think it's back.
Half of my
All right, sorry for
that was
technical difficulty in the middle, but we got
honestly,
right back on.
It seems that exact problem seems to happen every time that we're on here. So
Spotify is kind of annoying because every time you like switch a device, it turns off the music. Like Lizzie was like looking for Suki Waterhouse, which is what we were talking about before, on her phone, and then like I guess it switched off.
Which sucks. But
so Spotify, work on. Maybe it's on us. Maybe it's Spotify.
Yeah. We're
shouting out Spotify. It's never the
user.
We're
calling you out, Sean.
We're calling out Spotify for its bad device switching purposes.
Fix that, actually.
Please, fix that. Anyway. If anyone from Spotify wants to call in, we would love that.
Yeah.
Or if anyone really wants to call in general today.
We've actually gotten really good at it. Last week, we had like 3 callers. Oh, Neve wasn't here. We didn't address that yet. But
I was not here last week, but I'm back.
But she missed 3 callers, like in a row.
I know, but then the week before that, we had like a special, special caller.
We had the most special caller ever.
His name was...
We had a really special caller.
And if you're listening today, you know who you are.
Okay, we're going to hit you with a little PSA. It's called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice. So I never really like cover my camera for security purposes, but over COVID, remember when we were like on Zoom for all of our high school classes?
Yes.
Yes.
So far away from the mic.
I used to like get by the springtime, I was like so tired of it and I didn't want to like sit in class anymore. So what I would do is I would put tape over like half of my camera, so, and then I would be like, oh, like my computer's broken, and I would then I could sit in bed and like kind of turn my camera off so that the teacher wouldn't notice, and I'd be like, oh, my computer's broken, like I'm so sorry, and then I'd turn the camera on so that they knew that it was super blurry.
Yeah, it was, you used tape?
So okay. I'd use tape to like cover it, but I think that they like, I think he knew that I was just like fooling him.
He probably didn't know. The other thing that I did is like my dad had this weird like device that would stick on his computer, and I would use his computer to do like Zoom calls because for some reason mine was out of storage or something.
Yeah.
But like his, you could like slide over like the entire frame. Like it's not even tape; it just like goes on and off.
Oh.
But I would turn my camera on, and it would like, if the cover was on the camera, it'd just be completely black, and I'd just be like, no, like my camera's on, you can see, like it just doesn't work, like I don't know.
Wait, that's also another trick I would do for all the Zoom users out there is I would turn off my Wi-Fi so that it would like freeze and then like Zoom would shut down, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, my Wi-Fi broke, and then I would like wait
would
like 15 minutes or? Just like doing something else, and then I would end up rejoining and be like, I'm so sorry, and I would do it again until I would be like, I'm so sorry, I think like I have to fix my Wi-Fi, and then I'd like stop class. So I'd do it twice.
Okay, did you do that like a lot? Because I feel like I did that, but only like once, and then I just wouldn't show up to the rest of the class.
I don't know. I did it like I would do that like twice, and I'd probably use, I don't know, I allotted each class one time to do that, you know?
Yeah.
That was in high school though.
It's
now
what
at
you
Tufts,
have to do.
At Tufts in-person class is so much better.
So
I don't
much
like
better.
Zoom classes.
So much better.
Zoom classes are not fun.
They aren't fun at all. So shout out Tufts. Shout out the world.
Shout out the world.
We're back in person.
We're back. Anyway.
The next song is going to be Imagine by John Lennon.
Then, over COVID, remember when all those famous people like sung Imagine by John Legend?
I don't
So
remember
speaking
that,
of COVID,
actually.
A lot of, that was crazy. Anyway,
okay,
here's Imagine.
Here it is.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood.
All right, so we were talking about how over COVID, I guess, like, all the famous celebrities started, like...
All of them.
Not all of them. 25 celebrities sung Imagine in isolation, creating a moving montage. And it was so, like, it really was not good. But we're going to play it on the mic. I don't know if the sound will go through well, but...
Imagine there's no heaven.
Who is that?
It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people living for
Miley.
Today.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really, it was really bad. Like... And also, I don't know. I think all the celebrities probably regret it now that they did that.
Yeah.
But it, some of them were like singers, so it was good. But the actors that don't sing, it was not very good.
Yeah, that's fair. I remember there was like a trend after that, like, or not even like a real trend, but it was just like something people did. They were just like imitating Millie Bobby Brown doing the like. I don't even know what part of that song she was singing.
Yes, I know. And I'm trying to find the part that Millie Bobby Brown sung a part of it. And it was definitely not the best. But Millie's like a decently good singer.
Mm-hmm.
She's married now. Or she's getting married. She's
she is
20 or 19.
But they're in love.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Wait, she's dating John.
Oh, Bon Jovi's.
Bon Jovi's
son. Yes, indeed.
So maybe we're becoming
something Jovi.
We could become like a pop culture
yeah, we could talk radio about show it, here. Yeah. I mean, we don't have good takes. We don't really know what's going on.
We don't, but we know on TikTok. That's all we know. Should we just talk about TikTok?
We could.
Okay. Anyway, next song.
Yeah, the next song is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, but the first take. So here it is.
It's only right that you should play the way you feel.
myself remembering what you had and what you lost, or what you had and what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Stay women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, the crystal vision. I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you like to sell? Dreams of loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost, and what you had. Remember what you lost. Thunder only when it's raining, players only love you when they're playing. Said women, they will come and they will go.
Alright, the next song is Alicia Keys, which she's, I feel like, queen of the ballads.
She is. It's Falling.
Fallen.
I keep on falling. Good. At times I feel used. Again, that was Alicia Keys' Fallen. I think this is going to be our last song, but decided to go with another huge ballad person, Adele.
Let's go. We ended on Adele last time, too.
Did we?
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. We like Adele.
Hey, we do. This song is called Melt My Heart to Stone. Do you know the song, Niamh?
Yeah, it's really good.
Good. It's also, I think Childish Gambino sampled it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyway, thank you for listening to
The Rage Cage. We weren't raging today.
We were very relaxed. We've been relaxed recently. We'll try to like amp it up.
Yeah, next time.
Yep. Lizzie and I have just been like, we've been in our relaxed zones recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Melt Me to Stone.
Right under my feet is air made of bricks that pulls me down and turns me weak for you. I find myself repeating like a broken tune, and I'm forever excusing your intentions. Then I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words that I made up. You say my name like there could be an us. I best tidy up my head. I'm the only. Desperately, I try to link it with my hair, but instead I fall back to my knees. And I hear your words that I made up. You